Study Aleph from Aleph, the third line from the top. So the more brought a brisa, so which the more suggested originally the Maltokas between the two, the Tanakama and Reb Shimon, is in a case of whether you say Suvas Bin Dichrin, in a case of Achas Bechaya Bachas Bemosa. So more was doich, and the more said no. Everybody holds achas b'chay b'achas b'mosa. You say you suus bin dichrin. They're arguing about the moister dinner. Does it have to be dafka karka? It could even be metaltal. Okay. So the more says mimotzis amrit hachi. Is it possible to learn that's machlokes in the Tanakama and Rav Shimon? It's whether you say moshe dinner on metaltalin. Okay. That's the Tanakhama says that it's tafka karka, and only here there's only metaltalin. And Rav Shimon says even metaltalin is sufficient. Some more says Rav Shimon's lashon doesn't fit like. But now Rav Shimon, I feel like yeshom the chosim shein lemakarayis. And a klum actually heisham the chosim sheisham acharayis. Yes, so based suvas dinner. So we were shimming the next mishnah down the bottom of the page. Shimon says at the end of the mishnah, affiliation the chosim sheisham acharayis. It doesn't work until there has to be in the chosim sheisham acharayis. Yes, so shek suvas dinner. So Shimon clearly requires that the moisher dinner should be karka. You're suggesting the Tanakhama says that, and Rav Shimon says even metaltalin is enough. We have Rav Shimon on record in the Mishnah that you need karka. So Mor says they can't be the machlokes. Elahacha bedinner meshavdi kamiflagi. They're arguing in a case of bedinner which is not in the hands of the father, but it's meshubadim. That there's money owed to the father, of a dinner, is that sufficient to say that there's moisture to dinner? It's in the property of the father right now, you don't have a dinner, but there's a dinner due to the father, which can be collected. Does that count for the moisture to dinner? And again, the Tanakhama says no, and the Shimon says yes. The Tanakhama holds that it's only considered Moshe dinner if it's B'nei Chori. The Marsover and Rav Shimon hold the Filim in Mishabdi. The Mor says, if that's what Rav Shimon meant, Ihachi, Rav Shimon's Lashon is not correct. Now, the Lashon we have Rav Shimon is, Im Yesh Moshe dinner, then each one gets. So according to the way you're saying the case was not im yesh moser dinner. Yehachim Shimon Omer im yesh shom moser dinner. Rather, he should say, Shimon should say, that's not the correct nusach. Rather, Shimon should say, kimen sheyesh shom moser dinner, mi boil it. What Shimon needs to say is, you Tanakhama are addressing a case where there is a moser dinner, but it's mishubadim. And Rav Shimon is saying, since there is that's considered a moisture dinner, so therefore they get their ksubas imon. So not if there is, but it's since there is. Okay. So Mor says, okay, so that's not the pshat. Elav apachas mi dinner kamifliki. Maybe they're arguing in the following issue. When we say dinner, are we saying dinner to be specifically only a dinner and not less? Or we're saying dinner is an example of money, but even less than a dinner is sufficient. So the Tanakhama says you require a dinner, which you don't have. And the Shimon is saying, no, even less than a dinner is good enough. The Mor says, Vaiter doesn't fit in Rav Shimon's Lashon. Rav Shimon dinner kamar. Shimon's Lashon says, if there is a dinner, it works. According to you, why say if there's a dinner? That's the wrong Lashon to say. Vachitema, epuch, maybe what I'll say is that We'll learn up like this. Back on the Braisa is still like this. Nosas Vishan Umesu, Nosas Shni Umesu. Boy Bene Shazu, Laaka Misa, Menatan Ksubasima. So who's Bene, who's Zu in the Tanakhama's Lashon? So Rashi pointed out in the second to last line. Right now we're assuming Bene is going to Bene Shniya. So the Bene Shniya, which are collecting it as a Chayv, they get Ksubasima. Which means that the Tanakhama is saying that the Bnei Ashal Rishona, who predeceased, don't get the ksuba. Let's change the pshat and learn. Boy Bnei Ashal Zul is referring to the Bnei Ashal Rishona, which means al ksuba is being different. The Tanakhama is saying that they do get ksuba is being different, and even pachas mi dinner, even if the moiser between the two ksubas is less than the dinner, comes to Shimon to say no. If there's a moisture dinner, yes. If not, not. So now if we change that the Bnei Ashal Zu is referring to the Bnei Rishona, the Tanakhama is saying that they do get Ksubas Bnei Dichrin. Even then we can say, Rav Shimon's come along and saying, you, Tanakhama, said even less than a dinner, moisture is good enough. No. Im Yeshua moisture dinner, you get. If not, not. So let's suggest that pshat. Okay. Ktem Epuch, some more says maybe we'll say that. So the more says the problem is but Tanakhama the Masisa Nami dinner comer. The problem is we have Rav Shimon in the next Mishnah. The Tanakhama says Moshe dinner. And Shimon says, mentions a dinner again also. So assuming that the Tanakhama of the Brice and the Tanakhama of the Mishnah are the same person, so the Tanakhama of the Brice, the Mishnah also mentions the requirement of a dinner. So to say that there's a third Shita, we prefer not to say. The Mora says, Ella, the Mora says, Kihanach Trey Lishnoi Kamoi Ve'epuch. Okay, now, so let's review. We had multiple explanations of the Brice. So the first explanation, they're arguing whether Achaz B'chayv, Achaz B'mois. The Mora wants to be doyech of that and said, no, everybody agrees Achaz B'chayv, Achaz B'mois gets. They're arguing, do you need Dafka Karka? Okay. So the Mora says, it comes out the way you're saying it, that Rav Shimon is allowing non-karka. That's only true if you learn Bnei Ashal Zu is referring to Bnei Shniya. Because then the Tanakhama is saying you don't get ksuas bin indikrin. If Shimon is coming, we're going to explain why, because there's no karka, there's only metaltal. And Shimon says, no, even metaltal is good enough. But let's say you change it the other way around, and you say the Tanakhama is going up in every Shem, and the Tanakhama is saying that they do get ksuas bin indikrin. So the Tanakhama is saying they get ksuas bin indikrin, which we're going to explain means even metaltal is good enough. Because Shimon says, no. Im Yesha Moshe dinner of Karka, they get, if not, not. So now Rav Shimon fits with what he says in the Mishnah. So if we say Epuch, which means that we're going to turn around and have a Tanakhama saying they get Ksubas Bnei Dichrin, and we'll say Bnei Ashal Zu is referring to the children of the first woman, then Rav Shimon's Lashon of Im Yesha is coming to be Mimayit. No. You said you do get. I disagree. You don't get. What's the Machlokes? Like we said, they're arguing, is Karka good enough? Is Metalton good enough? The Tanakhama says Metalton is good enough. The Kamer Shimon says, no, if there's a moisture dinner of Karka, you get, if not, not. And that's Mamash, what Shimon says in the next Mishnah. So that was, we can salvage, Nemora had a kasha on this pshat, assuming that the Tanakhama is referring to Bnei Ashniya and saying they don't get Ksuas Bnei Dichrin. And Shimon saying they do. How come Shimon said they do? Mishnah says he holds that they don't. So that was the Mor's kasha. But now that we're going to change Apuk, and we say the Tanakam is saying B'nei Asher Rishayna, and saying they do get Tzumas Din Dichrin, we can salvage the first Pshat. Or, not well, the first Pshat was the argument in Tzumas Din Dichrin, in Achaz Rabachaz Moshe. I mean, the first Dechia, the Mor's Dinner, it's not the Mokhlaikis. The first Dechia was the arguing in Metaltim. So we can salvage that Pshat. The second dechiyah, they're arguing in is a mishabdi. That every old you need karka, and what about a case where there's a chayyah? Is that called moiser? So the Mor says the lashon of Rishim is lashon im yesham is wrong, it's just a kivin. Stop. But if you learn that we're saying apuk now, it'll work. How is that? You were assuming until now that the Tanakam was saying that they don't get subas v'nidik. Because mishabdi is not good enough for moiser din. The Rishim is saying that it is. So the Mor said, what's lost in Eim? It's you'd say, you Tanakama, the scenario you're talking about, since that there is a moisture that's good enough. Not if there is a moisture, since there is a moisture. But if you turn it around, the Tanakama is saying that they do get, Tanakama is saying, you have a moisture dinner Meshabdi, therefore B'nai Shal Zu, the B'nai Rishoyna get their Ksuvus B'nai Dichrin. Comes Rishim and says, no. If there is a moshe dinner of non-meshubadim, then they get. If not, not. So then once you say the Tanakam is saying they yes get, so Shimon Lashon of Im makes sense. So we can salvage the second dechia also. And that's what the Mor is saying. Al kihana, we're going to say epuch. Kihana trei lishne kamoi v'epuch. So it means it comes on these two explanations which we suggested to... In order to be doyecha, they're arguing with Achaz B'chabachaz Moisoi. The first one, they're arguing with Mekarkoi. The second, they're arguing with Meshabdi. We can now salvage them by saying Epuch, that the Tanakam is saying they do get, and Rishim is saying they don't get. Let's see Rashi. Okay, Rashi, we're holding the second Rashi on Tzadi Aleph Omid Aleph. Rashi, we're filling with Meshabdi. We're suggesting right now the Tanakhama holds that Meshabdi is not good enough to get Subas Din Dichrin, because B'nai Shal Zu is referring to the B'nai Ashniya and not the B'nai Rishon. And Shem is saying, Afilum and Meshabdi, Shem and Sober, Choyv Havi Moiser, that a Choyv, a Meshubadim, is called Moiser. Achagosinan, Yahachi, Shem and Omer, Im Yesh Moiser Dinner. Why would Shem say Im Yesh Moiser Dinner? He's going back to the taste of the Tanakhama. We're talking about a case where there was Meshubadim. The Tanakam is saying it's not good enough. Rishim is saying, no, since it's Meshubadim, it's good enough. What do you mean, if there is? You go on the case of Tanakam. Rishim and Omer, Im Yesh, Masudin, Rav Raisa Koi. You go back on the Raisa, Ha'el, Vekabedika, Moiser, Mukmaslo, El Shem Meshubad. We're going back on the case, we're saying the case of Tanakam was there was Moiser, but it was Meshubadim. And Rishim and the Kula Kamar, and Rav Shimon is saying that's good enough. So Hachik Iboyle the Memer. So Rav Shimon's lashon should be Hoel Yesha Moshe Dinner Elo Noitlin. Since there is a Moshe Dinner, which you Tanakam holds not a valid option, I hold since that it's there, it's good enough. And they get. It's in worse that they can't be pshat. The worse that they're arguing Pachas Midinner. Maybe you'll switch around. Eba Perusha, the Pershin and the Puklai. Epoch. Let's take the Pshat, which you learned in the Machloikus until now. The Tanakam is saying no. Rishim is saying yes. And switch it around. The Ema will say, in the Tanakam, Boy and B'nai shall zu the Kama Tanakam, Abnei Rishonikoi. We were learning until now that Boy and B'nai shall zu is referring to the children of the second woman, who's collecting it as a real bona fide ksuba. And the Tanakam is saying that the B'nai Rishon don't get. Let's change that and say no. B'nai Shazu is referring to B'nai Rishon. So they're getting ksubas B'nai Dichrin, even the mother predeceased the father. The Kamer, the Shaka ksubas B'nai Dichrin, the Tanakam is saying that they get ksubas B'nai Dichrin. But the Shimon the Neymar, Shimon says, no. Im Yesha Moshe Dinner, Kulam Noit. And if there is a Moshe Dinner, then they do get in love el pachas mi dinner yesh kol kim b'shom el pachas dinner yesh If there's only less than a dinner, then they don't get ksubas b'din dichrin, and they just divide the property of the they pay the chayiv of the ksuba, and the remaining property is divided between both the sets of sons equally. Versus Ibaha Tanakama the Masnisin, the Kamar of Shimon Alayu, Hiliation the Chosim, Shem the Christ, and a Klum. Reb Shimon, who holds you need Mishubadim, but dinner Kamar, the Tanakama does say dinner, the Tani Hayashim is a dinner. Tanakama the Masnisin, who Tanakama the Bryce. So there doesn't seem to be any argument about the amount of requirement of a dinner. The issue is whether Mishubadim, whether Metalton are good or not. Okay. Ella the Moor says, you're right. So you can't. So we had the original Pshat, the argument in Achaz V'chai B'Achaz V'Moor, so the Moor was Doichad. The Moor said they're arguing in whether Metalton is good enough. They're arguing whether Mishubadim is good enough. They're arguing whether Pachaz Midin is good enough. So the Moor was Doichad, the last Pshat. They're not arguing Pachaz Midin. What? Elaki Hani Trey Lishnikamoy. But the two previous pshatim, the first two dechiyas that we suggested, either bedinah mekarka, whether you require dafka karka, or even metalta is good enough, or bedinah meshabdi, or whether dinner dafka of bnei charin or even mishabadim, that's valid explanations. Ve'epuch tiritzu saw. We're going to switch it around like we explained it like before. But so the Bnei Shia get the Choy, that's Pasha. Not only that, Tanakama says, you know, not only did the Bnei Shia get, but the Bnei Bishan also get, because they collect B'nei Subas B'nei Dikrit. B'shem Tanai B'nei Dikrit. Malva Gavdaleka Ella Meister Dinner Metaltali. According to the first shot, even though there's only Metaltali. I mean, Shabdi, or according to the second shot, because even though there's only Mishabadim, Master Shimon the Meimer, Imeish Moshe dinner, if there is a clear Moshe dinner of, according to the first shot, Mekarkoi, or the second shot, Bnei Charbi, Elo Nevel, then the get, and if not, not, Master Shimon the Chumra. And now comes the Rav Shimon is being machmer. So we've answered the question. The language of Rav Shimon's lashon, not since there is, but if there is correct. Your Tanakhama is saying that this is good enough. I'm saying no, that's not good enough. If there is this, that's good enough. Okay. Not the Gemara. Amar Mazutra Mishmei the Rav Papa. Hilchoso. Achas Bechaya, Achas Bemoisa, Yesh Lehem Tzuvus Min Dichrin. Okay, so first of all, in the discussion which we've been discussing back and forth, we're going to come out, Halakha Lamaisa, that there is Tzuvus Min Dichrin when one wife predeceases the husband. Okay. Number one. Number two. Suvas nas is Moshe l'chaverta. Okay. And the payment of the ksuba counts as the moister. So therefore, even if there's only exact amount to pay the two ksubas, there's no moister dinner. That doesn't bother us because both sets of sons have a chiyuv to pay off the chiyuv ksuba, which they're paying to them. The second sons are paying to themselves, but that's okay. So they've been kaim the din yerusha deraisa of paying off the ksuba of the second woman, and then the remainder they approach it with to something different. Okay, so where it says. You know, the Mora says here, so why do you have to tell me the 2 points? Just tell me the second one. By definition, the second one is true
the ksuba is not so much the chavruta. You're saying there's a din of ksuba b'nidikrit in a case where the second one is a ksuba b'chayiv, and the first one is a ksuba b'nidikrit. So by saying the second statement, you've covered everything. So the more says like this: Bishlami Ashmin Achaz b'chayiv Achaz b'moysu yeshem ksuba b'nidikrit. If you told me the first halacha, v'loy Ashmin and ksuba nasa the moysu l'chavruta, but you didn't tell me the second one, then Havamina Iika Moshe dinner in Ilo Lo. So I understand that I would not know the second halacha, and I would assume that you need a free Moshe dinner not besides what you're paying the chayv of the ksuba. Ella, but Lishmeinon ksuba nasa Moshe lechaber. Just tell me the second halacha. The second halacha is a case. What's the chiddush? The second halacha is that when you pay off the ksuba, the second one is a chayv. That counts as the moiser, and that mailer does benedikrin, and the first one gets benedikrin. So that's what you told me. You told me achaz b'chayv achaz b'moiser gets benedikrin. How'd you tell me? By telling me that the ksuba of the chayv is a moiser means you're discussing benedikrin. It's a case of achaz b'chayv achaz b'moiser. Okay. So what do you need the first statement of Rapopo for? Some more answers like this. Yeshmin and Hoki, if I just would have said the second statement of Rapopo, I would have said the following. Havamina kagun shenosa sholosh noshim. There were three women. Umezu shtayim bechayev. So two women predeceased, two of the wives predeceased the husband. And v'achaz b'moysa, the third woman outlived her husband, and then she died. And all three have sons. Okay. I'm sorry. The first two have sons, and the third one has a daughter. V'achaz b'moysa lachramisa. You let us the keva he. So she only gave birth to a daughter. Balav bas Yerushihi. So the daughter has no rights to Yerusha. So it comes out, in that scenario, you're saying, okay, collecting the chayv of the ksuba, she's coming as the Yerush of her mother and collecting her mother's ksuba, because she's the Yerush of her mother. But she has no exclusive Yerusha in her father's property because there's brothers from the first two wives. So here we have that she's collecting the ksuba, not also having the rights of a Yerush at the same time, vis-a-vis the father's property. She's just collecting the ksuba. So we say, okay, the brothers of the first two, the sons of the first two wives, pay off their father's debt to this outside individual, their sister. That's moiser dinner. That's considered moiser. They, who are the Yershim, have fulfilled the obligation of their father. Then the Yerusha, they divide as soon as benedictory. But in the case of Achaz b'chayv, Achaz b'moisoy, so in the case where the woman who survived the husband gave birth to a son, okay, so Ema Lechesh Lin Suye, we should be concerned about a fight. So the here's what happens. The Bnei Shnia, in the case where it's a son, collect their mother's ksuba. Now that right to collect their mother's ksuba is independent of Yerusha. So basically what happens is they collect the chayv, and their brother gets the Yerusha. The son of the first woman gets the Yerusha. You could see that that's going to be potentially for a fight over there. Because even if they had not been Yerushim, they would collect the chayv. Horaya, had there been a girl, they would have collected the chayv also. So the payment of the ksuba doesn't leave Yerusha. She says, okay, the father dies, and he leaves over 15 1,500 zuz. The ksuba of the first woman was 1,000, the ksuba of the second woman was 500. The second woman, after deceases him, and now they come as the yarshim of their mother to collect the 500. Okay, now there's 1,000 left. So the 500 which are collected nothing to do with Yerusha. And the whole 1,000 goes to the first brothers. So they say, well, what happened to Yerusha? So what, you got your Yerusha through Ksuba? I don't know Yerusha. So, well, Ksuba is not the Chaberta. No way. No, Ksuba is not the Chaberta. In that case, they'll be very upset. When you say Ksuba is not the Chaberta, in a case where there are three women, and the third one, a girl is collecting, so she's not collecting out Yerusha. So she's collecting out Chayv, she gets her Chayv. We say, okay, now the remaining money is of, there's enough Yerusha to give to both the sets of brothers, exactly, their mother's Ksuba, but they're both getting it, the Taurus Yerusha. Ah, that we can accept. So that's what we would have said. Kamash Rapapa, no, even in the case of Achaz, B'chayv, Achaz, B'moisai, we pay the Ksuba of the second one, Alza Chayv. That's considered fulfillment of the payment of Yerusha for both parts, and we give the full remainder to the Ksuba of the first woman. Okay. Sadrashi. Anoyadana. Just say the second din, and I know the first one. Dibishtei and Bechayu. Because the case is both die bechayev, divide b'taras b'nin dirkin also. The matzamim ksuba nasis moshe lechaverta. The halach prius chayvu. If both women predecease their husband, and each one's collecting their ksuba as ksubas b'nin dirkin, so one ksuba is not nasis moshe lechaverta. Elamai. So let me say, no, every case, the ksuba you pay for one counts as the moisture to the other one, and vice versa. So then you never need moisture. You never need a moisture dinner. You're saying that when you pay the ksuba to the second woman, the first one say, well, you fulfilled your dinim of the chayva, your father, by paying up to the second woman, and vice versa. So you never need much of dinner. So that can't be. If you need much of dinner, when both women predecease, they can't, one tuba can't be not so much of the chaberta. So the case has to be achaz l'chayv, achaz b'moisei. And you're discussing tubas b'nei dikrin. So by saying the second halacha, you know the first one. Moshe says, no, the case was that there was three women and the last woman only had a girl. L'abbas Yerusha. She's not part of the Yerusha. She has nothing to fight about. She has no rights to the father's property at all. She has the right to collect her mother's ksuba. But the sons of the first two women, which are male, a boy and a Yerush, and they're both coming to be Yerush. Yesh behem sheksubas ima and gedoylo ishal chaberta. So now one has a larger ksuba. Remember, mitzlu ksubas imchem kibrin dechrin, and non mitzlu ksubas imenu. So each one will get their mother's ksuba, b'teris the benin dechrin and the din of Yerusha. V'imishul the lack of moshe dinner. You're going to argue there's no moshe dinner. No, reperano ben shneinu haksuba hashlishis. We pay the ksuba to the girl. V'inasas moshe l'shtayim shebechayev. And that'll be that's the moshe. Marie Ben Khan, there's no fight. Daily Railo, Terrace Ben Indikar, Nertlings Aksuvas. Each one's getting their mother's Ksuva. I once larger, that's life. Mzushanallah Mishum Khaiv. Ainla the Reeve, the girl who got is a Khaiv, she has no argument. Shreena Yereshis, she's not a Yerush. Shatukalarmer Atem Yerushim Aksuvas, Yetzalachalu. You're getting more. She has no rights over here. But Akhaz Bahab Akhzamoisa, Lechish Lin Suye, Shechalarmer Benosh Shal Zu. Baal Eschayv. So the daughter, the sons of the woman who was second, who they're collecting as a chayv, will say, "Atem loma tirshu es abba yersim imeni. Why should you get more Yerusha? Shetabayim little ksubas imchem yetsal lachaluka. You're getting the ksuba. I'm not getting the ksuba. I'm getting the, in the talti ani ksubas imi." I am getting my mother's ksuba. Let me over your Rashi. That wasn't out Yerusha. Elamimi. That I got from my mother. It's a chayv from my mother. So regards to Yerusha, you're getting more than me. And I'm not getting, you're getting my mother's ksuba. I'm not getting my mother's ksuba. So why should you do that? So there'd be an argument. So you do say, therefore I need Rapapa's first halacha. Okay, let's hold it here.